Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Am I speaking with Fred?
You are?
Awesome. Fred, my name is Tony, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're calling on behalf of International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers. We would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. We're not selling anything, and we're not asking for a donation. If you don't mind me asking, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I just got my 75-year award.
Wow. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
What do you mean, a range?
The primary branch of the trade, cement, mason, refractory bricklayer, mason helper or finisher, tile or marble finisher.
Masonry contractor.
Oh, okay.
And at one time I employed 55 people.
Oh, okay. Just one second. Let me go ahead and write that in, okay? Contractor, correct?
Yep.
All right. We didn't have that particular specified, okay? Now, if you don't mind me asking, on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey, level mechanic, apprentice, finisher helper, or improver?
None of the above. I was a contractor.
You were a contractor. Okay. So the closest one to that would be foreman?
It was a boss, yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. So you were the boss, yes, definitely. Now, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
So you retired, would that be correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Now, approximately, how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I was never unemployed.
Now, yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more or about the same as it was this time last year?
I can't answer that.
Okay. What about, do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more or about the same?
I would say it's about the same.
It's about the same. Now, yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Okay. Now, yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
There's a lot of lazy people out there, yeah. That's all I can tell you.
Okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I think we need some help. The federal government stinks right now.
Okay. Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health and safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Are you concerned about dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat, cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
I think the dust control has a lot that needs to be improved.
Okay. Now, yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
I've been to one meeting, yes.
Okay. Was that in person? Online?
Was during the day.
Okay. And please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Let me read the activity. Union organizing.
No.
Picketing.
No.
Political canvassing.
No. I'm retired. In the last
12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
I'm retired now. I don't go to jobs anymore.
Okay. Now, when you were working, did they go occasionally, regularly, or never?
I'm not sure of the question.
Okay. Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Could you please rank the following news sources from the one that you're most likely to get your news from to the one that you're least likely you get your news from? Local TV news programming, friends and neighbors, print or online newspaper, cable news, radio, the internet or social media. Which one would you use the most?
Radio.
I'm sorry?
Radio?
Radio and TV. Local TV. And after that would be cable news?
I have cable news, yes.
Okay. What about newspapers?
I don't get them anymore.
Okay. Friends and neighbors?
No, we don't.
Do you use the internet? The internet. Do you use the internet or social media to get any type of news?
I use the internet.
All right, awesome. Okay. Now we're almost done. Okay, thank you for helping me out, sir. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Healthcare, foreign policy, jobs and economy, immigration, support for labor unions, education, the environment, or something else?
Immigration,
okay. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
I'm not certain of it. No.
No? Okay. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not so important, not important at all, that a federal elected official supports it?
Somewhat important.
Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I would have to say I'd support it at this point.
Okay. Do you think that, or do you believe that the Republican Party or the Democratic Party strongly supports, which one's more supports that particular Davis-Bacon Act?
I think you the Democrats would support anything and everything, and they're not too smart.
Okay. Now, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Now, which side do you support more in this dispute? The United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
I think they're begging for too much money.
Okay. So which of the two sides do you support? The United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
I'm not going to support either one because I think that they're both need to be...
Okay. Understandable, sir.
Everybody's got to give a little.
Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done as a president overall?
I'm not sure of the question. Bob Biden?
Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done as a president?
He stinks.
So you strongly disapprove or somewhat
yes.
disapprove? Strongly.
I strongly disapprove of what he's held. There's no immigration laws anymore.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with health care?
I do not approve. I disapprove.
Support for labor unions. Has he done anything for the labor unions? Support of the labor unions?
I'm not sure. I can't answer that question.
What about the economy? Do you support what he has done?
The economy is we're in an inflationary period, and it's because of his policy.
So you can say that you strongly disapprove, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
What about foreign affairs? Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done?
I do not approve.
And what about, immigration? You said that you do not approve, correct? What he has done?
He hasn't done a thing for immigration.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
They need a lot of improvement. No, I'm not approving.
Okay, so you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Yes.
Strongly. If you don't mind me asking, sir, are you registered to vote?
I am.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote? 50-50 chances.
I vote in every presidential election.
Okay. Now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
I'm not sure. I think we need other candidates.
Yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Would that be yes or no?
I do not listen to what some of the unions dictate.
Okay. So do you find it useful to receive information? Yes or no?
Sometimes.
Okay. So it's safe to say that yes, you find it useful. Would that be
you
correct?
Want to call it useful.
Or we can say that you do not know.
I'm not going to answer that.
Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness?
How long are we going
to
do this?
Only one more minute. One more minute, please, sir. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think the Bricklayers Union is a pretty good union. But there are other unions that are not.
Okay. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
In the middle.
Okay, so we can say good or just fair?
Just fair.
Okay. Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service? What can they do to improve? In your own words, what would you like to see them do to improve?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Well, we need to find out what you think they could improve. In your own words.
I'm not going to answer that because there's good and bad in every union. So.
Okay.
At this point, I'm not going to answer it.
But how can they improve? If they're looking to improve, how can they improve? They want to know what the Bricklayers want them to do. The union itself.
I'm not going to answer that.
And what would be the most important thing for the union to work on?
You know, I'm not working right now. I'm retired. Okay?
Okay.
I've been a union member, I told you, for over 75 years.
Okay.
And so I saw good and bad in unions.
I see.
Unfortunately, the Bricklayers are not the only union. There's laborers, there's other operating engineers, and other unions. And some of these unions have bad rulings.
Okay. So right now, because you are retired, you could not talk about how they can improve, correct?
I'm not going to be specific. I said there's some good unions, there's some bad unions. So, the automotive work people are lazy.
Okay.
I've worked in all their plants. And
okay.
They're not fair in a lot of, I've seen people sleeping in boxes in the automotive industry.
Okay, I see. Well, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, email, union meetings, job site, or text messages?
I'm not going to answer that question. Hey, this is enough. I'm going to have to go now.
No problem, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
If you do this with every member, you'll never finish.
We do this with every member.
Okay.
We call
well,
them and
luck.
We ask. Thank you very much, sir. Have a wonderful day, okay? Thank you.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
He's got lots of questions.
He got a lot of, yeah, I mean. I'm going to hang this phone.
Can you just shut it off?
It